Ever find yourself stuck waiting for a delayed flight and like wondering what could possibly be taking so long?
Yeah.
Well, get ready to have your mind blown because today
Okay.
we're diving deep into a side of aviation.
Okay.
Most people never even think about spare parts.
It's funny, isn't it? We board these like multi-million dollar marvels of engineering
Right.
without giving a second thought to the thousands of tiny components that actually keep them up in the air.
Yeah.
But the truth is, a single missing bolt can ground a plane just as effectively as some major mechanical issue.
Totally. And we've been digging into some articles from Aviation Maintenance Magazine
Right.
to get like the inside scoop on just how complicated this world of spare parts really is.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's all about balance.
Absolutely. It's like walking this tightrope between having the right part
Oh, yeah.
in the right place at the right time, without spending a fortune on a mountain of inventory you might never even use.
Which in the high-stakes world of aviation, I imagine, is no easy feat. These aren't just like generic widgets we're talking about here, are we?
No, not at all. I mean, try wrapping your head around managing the life cycles of tens of thousands of unique parts,
Wow.
each with its own lifespan maintenance needs
Yeah.
spread out across the globe.
My gosh.
It's like a giant logistical jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
But if you lose, a whole flight schedule gets scrambled.
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. One expert we read about, Daniel Tatches from Component Control, put it perfectly when he said,
What did he say?
"It is a large problem, and it's been large forever."
And that was before the events of 2020 threw a massive wrench into the gears. Now,
Exactly.
you might be thinking, what does a global pandemic have to do with airplane parts?
Right.
It's not like the virus was grounding planes directly, right?
True, but the ripple effects were massive. When travel initially ground to a halt, airlines parked a lot of their newer aircraft. But as demand eventually rebounded, rather than splashing out on brand new planes, many airlines decided to keep using their older models for longer than they planned.
Which makes sense
Yeah.
from a financial standpoint, but I imagine that put a real strain on the supply chain for those older parts.
Absolutely. Suddenly, everyone needed parts for planes that were sometimes nearing the end of their intended lifespans.
Oh.
And this is something we're still dealing with today, even years later.
Yeah.
Dr. Sasha Horacek from Satair said, "On a global scale, inventory levels in our industry are still low compared to pre-COVID."
So you're telling me those pesky flight malaise we've all
Yeah.
experienced, this parts shortage might be part of the reason why.
It's a major factor, and it's one that the industry is trying really hard to address.
Right.
But, and this is where it gets even more interesting,
Okay.
it's not just about having enough parts.
Okay.
It's also about authenticity. We're talking counterfeit parts, stolen parts, a whole other side of the industry that could have serious consequences if we don't get it under control. Yeah, a whole other side of the industry that could have serious consequences if we don't get it under control.
Whoa, okay. So we've moved beyond just shortages and into like aviation espionage territory now.
Well, it's not quite Mission Impossible, but the stakes are sky high. Literally, think about it. A single faulty part, maybe disguised as the real deal, could lead to a catastrophic failure.
That's a chilling thought. I hadn't really considered the safety
Right,
implications.
and most people don't. But both the FAA and EO, so those are the American and European aviation authorities,
Right.
take this incredibly seriously. They have entire sections of their websites
Wow.
dedicated to combating these suspected unapproved parts, what they call SUPs.
So what are we doing to stop these bogus parts from getting anywhere near an actual plane?
Well, thankfully, technology is playing a huge role here. Companies are turning to IT solutions that can track a part's entire journey
Okay.
from its creation in the factory to its installation on the aircraft.
Creating a digital fingerprint almost?
Precisely. Jeremy Cole from Elplane AI, a company specializing in AI solutions for aviation, put it well.
What do you say?
He said, "Counterfeit parts pose safety risks, potentially leading to critical failures."
Yeah.
And he went on to say that these sophisticated tracking systems help ensure parts are legitimate and haven't been tampered with.
That makes a lot of sense. But these parts can travel all over the world. How do you keep tabs on them across countries and even continents?
That's where things get even more interesting. Miguel Sosa from a company called TRAX developed software specifically for this
Oh,
purpose.
wow.
He emphasized the importance of documentation, saying, "This is why the TRAX EMR Low solution aims to improve part tracking and documentation.
Okay.
It's all about creating a transparent history for each part. So everyone in the supply chain knows exactly where it came from and what's happened to it along the way.
So it's like a passport, but for a plane part.
A very important passport.
That's why.
And speaking of sophisticated tech, it's impossible to ignore the buzzword of the century, artificial intelligence. It's making waves in pretty much every industry.
Totally.
And aviation is no exception.
AI, yeah. It feels like every other day there's a new headline about AI doing something incredible. But how is it actually impacting this world of spare parts, making it more efficient, I hope?
You're right. AI is everywhere these days, but it's not all hype. In this field, it's already being used in some seriously impressive ways.
Give us the details. How is AI making a difference right now?
Well, for starters, there's demand forecasting. Think of it like a super-powered crystal ball.
Yeah.
AI can analyze mountains of data, like flight schedules, historical maintenance records, even weather patterns.
Wow.
To predict which parts are most likely to be needed and when.
Wow. So instead of reacting to shortages, they can anticipate them.
Exactly.
Wow.
This means fewer delays, lower costs, and fewer headaches all around.
Wow.
And then there's the whole world of inventory optimization.
Okay. I'm hooked. Tell me more.
Imagine you're managing a warehouse full of thousands of different parts. How do you know how much of each part to stock?
Oh, yeah.
Too little, and you risk grounding a plane.
Yeah.
Too much, and you're sitting on a pile of wasted money.
That sounds like a nightmare scenario for someone. How does AI solve this?
AI swoops in to save the day. Algorithms can analyze historical data usage patterns, even things like supplier lead times.
Okay.
To determine the optimal stock levels for each and every part.
It's like having a super efficient inventory manager working 24/7.
Precisely. And it gets even better. AI can also be used to standardize pricing.
Which is usually all over the map, right? I bet airlines love that.
Absolutely. By analyzing market trends, supply and demand, and even a part's condition, AI can help determine a fair and transparent price.
Right.
Making the whole process much more efficient.
Okay, so we've got AI predicting what we need, where we need it, and how much it should cost. What's next?
Well, there's another technology with the potential to revolutionize this industry, although it's arguably still in its early stages.
Just don't leave me hanging. What is it?
Blockchain. You might have heard of it in the context of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
Yeah, vaguely. It's all a bit over my head, if I'm being honest. But I'm intrigued. How does blockchain fit into all of this?
Yeah, vaguely. It's all a bit over my head, if I'm being honest. But I'm intrigued. How does blockchain fit into all of this?
Well, blockchain, it's not just about, like, digital currencies. It's really a completely new way to track information.
Okay.
Imagine, like, a digital ledger that records every single transaction, every movement, every change of hands for a part.
Okay.
And here's the thing. This ledger, it's incredibly secure. Once something is recorded on the blockchain, it's practically impossible to tamper with.
So it's like the ultimate proof of authenticity.
Exactly. And that tamper-proof nature is what makes it so powerful for aviation.
Yeah. I mean,
we've talked about the risks of counterfeit parts.
Right.
Well, imagine if every single part had its own blockchain record detailing its entire journey from the factory floor to the moment it's installed on the aircraft.
Okay.
No more guessing games. No more relying on paper trails that could be easily faked.
So we're talking about next-level transparency and trust here.
Precisely. Jeremy Cole from A Plain AI. He said it best. What'd he say?
He said, blockchain can effectively combat issues like counterfeit and stolen parts by creating an immutable record of each part's history and transactions.
Right.
And it's not just theoretical either. Hardy Jamil from APOC Aviation mentioned that his company is already looking into how they can use blockchain to further secure our supply chain and logistics operations.
It really does sound like a game changer then.
It has huge potential, but like any new technology, there are always challenges to overcome.
So what's standing in the way of blockchain taking over the industry?
Well, for blockchain to really work its magic, we need everyone on board.
Okay.
We can't have just one airline using it, one part supplier, and then everyone else doing their own thing.
Right. It's like trying to have a conversation in different languages.
Exactly. We need airlines, manufacturers, regulators, everyone on the same page agreeing on standards and how all this information is going to be shared.
That's a pretty tall order. Anything else slowing things down?
This might sound familiar, but data sharing is a big one. Remember how we were talking about how some companies are hesitant to fully embrace data interchange?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing is happening with blockchain.
So even if the technology is ready to go, the industry itself might not be quite there yet.
That's one way to put it. Ugh. Miguel Sosa from TRAX, he said, the major drawback or effect on feasibility at this point is that there is little to no development of data interchange for component sales and pooling due to the reluctance by some vendors to provide needed supply chain data.
So it's like having this incredible high-tech toolbox, but not everyone's willing to share their tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that brings us to Daniel Tatches from Component Control.
Okay.
He had a really interesting take on it. He said, blockchain is a little bit of a technology looking for a problem.
Wait a minute. I thought we just spent the last few minutes talking about all the problems blockchain could solve.
We did. And to be fair to him, he does acknowledge that what blockchain offers is important.
Okay.
His point is that the aviation industry has managed to function without it so far. But he did say that accurately tracking a part's history and certifications is super important, which is something blockchain could completely revolutionize.
It sounds like that classic tension between we've always done it this way and let's try something new.
Exactly. And to be fair to the traditionalists, any new technology takes time to implement and for people to get comfortable with.
Sure.
But one thing is crystal clear. The future of aviation relies on embracing these technological advancements, whether it's AI blockchain or something completely different we haven't even thought of yet.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. We board these massive planes trusting that we'll get to where we're going safely.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, there's this incredible dance of logistics, cutting-edge technology, and just plain human ingenuity that keeps everything running smoothly.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest takeaway here is the importance of collaboration. The challenges facing the aviation industry, especially when it comes to something as critical as spare parts, are best tackled together.
You're absolutely right. It's about airlines, manufacturers, tech companies, and regulators all working together to find the best solutions. So the next time you're waiting for a delayed flight, remember those seemingly insignificant parts might just be at the heart of the issue. And who knows, maybe someday soon, technologies like AI and blockchain will be working behind the scenes to get you back in the air even faster.
And wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air?
It certainly would. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the surprisingly complex and endlessly fascinating world of aviation spare parts. Until next time.